We are on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. But before we continue, I'd like to tell over the Olam a goyim that I saw yesterday. The goyim asks Akasha, we learned about Elisha Balkanofayim, and when he saw the Kazdar Rots Mipono, he ran the Rots Acha. It was a chase. So the goyin says, what's pshat? So the goyin says, he knew that he could catch up with it. So why did he run? So the goyin says as follows. Bevadai hoya yadeya shakazder yafigeno. He zicha knew that the kazder would catch up with him. But the Gemara wanted to show the Mesiris Nefesh to a mitzvah that Elisha Balkanafai made. Sherot bechol koichoi, kidei shiyu atfilin, olof kol ma sheyuchal. If it would involve another 3 minutes of wearing tefillin, it's kidei. That was the running. The Gemara relates this ma'aseh. He didn't want to be mevatel 3 minutes more of tefillin. And the goyin explains why did he take off the tefillin? Because he didn't want that a goy should have tefillin. The tefillin should remain the yad nochin. And the goyin also explains that what the Gemara says, that Klal Yisrael and the mitzvahs adayme tekan fe yoyne, the characteristic of a yoyne is bishoshi yegeya perachas ba'achas v'ninoiches ba'achas. So that is the hanhog of Klal Yisrael. Oisim kol ma sheyuchlu. There's no such thing as stopping. Or since one can't complete it, or since one can't do it b'shleimus, so we retire. That is not the tchune of Klal Yisrael. And one more margolis from the goyin. We have a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, that Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi brought a raya from his father that he held that Oirei Shalumim were not mukta. So the Gemara says, Abba Shlocha Hava, he was an umim, v'omar hiviyu shlochim v'nei shev aleya. So there's a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. Tosfos says that this maisa was the Shabbos, that's Rabbi Nechananu, And the Gemara brings this Maisa Rav. Not only he says La Haloche, La Maisa the Zichazon Gefil. That's how Tosfos learns. Rashi learns that it was Bechoil. So the Goyim says, why did Rashi have to say that it was Bechoil? They say, Zakash and Rashi. Why didn't Rashi want to say that it was the Shabbos? So he says, because the Gemara says as follows, Hey viyu shlochin, bring the oire, v'nei shev alayim, and let us sit on them. Why do we have to need these next, the last two words? If it is speaking about Shabbos, so viyu shlochin is not enough, my sarav, he said bring shlochin in Shabbos, it's mukzah. So you see that he held that it's not mukzah. But if it was talking about choyl, so viyu shlochin doesn't mean anything. They said, "Haviyu shlochem in nation of them." So the Gemara, they bring this whole mindset to show that an woman is not makbid, even though people will sit on them before he sells them. Let us stay over the second baraita and then learn Tosfos. Toshma oirais bein avudim bein she'ein avudim mutar l'taltalom b'shabbos. Oirais sai avudim. The only difference between Eiris Avudim and Eiris Einem Avudim, Ela Le'inyin Tumil Bulva. Gabi Kabbalah's Tumil, there's a difference between Avudim and Einem Avudim. Maila, Loishna Shel Balabai, if the Tanik could find the only difference between Avudim and Einem Avudim, is only the Gabi Kabbalah's Tumil, Gabi, no other halachas there's a difference. Is loishna shel balabai, the loishna shel umen. That sai by a balabos and sai by an umen, there's no difference. So we see klo that Oynei Shalumen, even though they're Avudim, is still Mutzel and Talpul, like Rav Yosi. So the Gemara says, Lot, Shal Balabai, he's only speaking about Oynei Shal Balabai. Aval Shalumen, Mayim, Metalpulim, and Hochi, Hodit, Tonne, Vyam, Ravudim, Elin, Yintume, Bovad, Liv, Loik, Velisne, Vidido. If there's a difference by an umin, by medva mumu, b'shal balabayis, avu b'shal umin, loy. So the Gemara answers, kulo b'balabayis kamayis. That the whole baraisa is speaking about a balabos, and by a balabos, like the only difference between avudim and einam avudim is only negeya hilchistu. Let us see tight. Loy amru avudim, elo le'inyin tume bulva. Perish Rashi, she'ein oir mekabel tume ad la'acher ibu. That an oir is not mekabel tume till you'll be ma'abel. Im taima v'omar v'zvochim v'perik zam chatos nayin le'rabois oir mishehubshad as soon as oir was in the from a behemoth. That is a chiyiv kibbus aneh. Talmud loy marashe yazo leo techubas. So we learn now from this posse, techubas. Yochel af oir sheloi hupshat, that the oil is achiev kibbutz even before it was skinned off the bosa. Talmud loy mar beged. Ma beged mekabel tume. Af kol dova mekabel tume. Mashmet the oil mishel hupshat mekabel tum. So it would seem if we are marbe that from the tnoim of the chiyuv kibbutz is only if it's a davar mekabel tum. So we see that a oil mishel hupshat is mekabel tum already. It will before the ibud. V'yeshloim et ahosam sheyichtay li yeshiva. There is speaking about when he was miyached li yeshiva. And here it is speaking that he wasn't miyachedit for anything. The memela it is not mikabel tum. Before yichud it is not mikabel tum. Vafilu hochi muta letal toloi pishat. Afal pike, even though he wasn't miyachedit for anything, and it was loyubat, but one is permitted to be metal toloi pishat. That is the chiddush by Oyer Shabbal Abayit. Rove puts down the guideline that something that does not have a teiris keli legabi tum does not have a teiris keli legabi Shabbos and is also betiltu gabi machat shenitol chura oyukta a needle that lost the hole, there's no eye to the needle, there's no point to the needle, so since it is not a keli legabi tume, so it is not a keli legabi hefa tiltum and shabbos. So we see our koponim from Rava, that hilchis tiltum mukta and hilchis kabbalas tume go hand in hand. And Taisus is telling us that here we say that we're speaking about without yichud, and therefore it is not mekabel tum, b'afal pikein is mutal etalto. And this stims with Rav, it's hachi perusha. Yidele inyin tum elav monu afila yide yichud. That's what Rav said. Rav said, if yichud alone will not help to make it mekabel tum, the nitol chura yukta tahoyri v'loi mahani bo yichud. That means you have to do a mice in order to make it a keli. You have to do a maisa to make it a keli, so it doesn't have a teiras keli legabi mukta. But if you don't need a maisa to make it a keli, that means it possesses the components of a keli as is. But you aren't miyachin it as yet for a keli. So that already has a shame keli legabi mukta. Hodis nam b'mesechus kelim b'perik yud gimul machat shenitol chura oy uktsa tahira. If he wanted to use it as a thumbtack to stretch out yiriyos, it is tameh. So the rehitis aloshin would seem that yichud alone would also help. Aymeri dahasa mayrik sha'asa ba shamshini vetikon misur. Doesn't say im yichdol misur. It says ve miskin ol misur. If he did a pu'ula that made it roi to serve as a thumbtack, then it's mekabel tum. Avo be yichod ba'alma le misur, ain't it made. Avol heich if he have a monil in yin tumme al yedei yichud, but if yichud alone could make something roi le kabel tumme, le gabi Shabbos have a monil bulo yichud. So le gabi Shabbos, a fellow without yichud, it already has a tzeiris kei. Vechein mashma hosom, vekom al tilgema abaya aliva de rove, vegalmi, de zinnin de mimlech alayu mashma lehu monil. Even though it's not complete, but if Mimlech Alayu would help, so Mimela that is a Tejas Keli, the Gabi, Tilta Mukta. Just to Gemara Vaita. Hodel Yosvi, the same Amoiroim, Rabbi Yonason, Ben Achinoy, Abiyedisim Ben Eloso, Abchinina Bachame. So they were sitting together, V'kamaboy Elohu. They had a shayla. Hodis nan oveis melochis alboim chosar achas. That there are 39 melochis. Connect me. Where do we get this magic number of 39? Where do we derive this head? Omalu Abchinina Bachame connect avoidois hamishkin. That there were 39 melochis in the creation of the Mishkan, the Memele, so that which had a Teiris Meloche to build the Mishkan, that is a Teiris Meloche legabi Shab. Amalu Rabbi Yonason ben Rabbi Elozo, kach Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosi ben Lekunye, kineged Meloche, Melachtoi, umeleche shebeteire aboim chosarach. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Kineged Hoda Yosvi Hanach Rabbonon Delel. Kineged Avoida Is Hamishkin. Oysam Hamnuya Isham Bepeire Klal Godu. Hayu Tzrichin LeMishkan. All these melachos were necessary in putting together the Mishkan. Uparsha Shabbos Nismechol LeParshas Melachos HaMishkan LeMedeimenu. That was used to create the Mishkan is called a melacha that one has to be Shavus and Shabbos. Shebetayre, all the melachas that it says in the Torah, Sheksuvim b'chol haTorah, wherever it says melacha, melaches, melachtoi, so v'hochi kamakro, lo yisase kol melacha, ki minyan kol melacha shebetayre. One should not do as the minyan, the schum, of the amount of times it says in the Torah the word melocha or melachta or meleches. So that's how we derive the number 39. Boi Rav Yosef, vayovei habayso lasos melachta. It says by Yosef HaTzadik, he came lasos melachta. Mimin yonohu, oiloi. Is this melachta from one of the 39? But no. Omalei Abaye v'leisi sefer Torah v'limni. So if you want to know if it's from the 39, so let's count all the melachos, and we'll see if this is number 40 or number 39. Mi loy omar rabbe v'abachone omar rabbi yechenin loy zozo mishom ha-sheviu sefer Torah omono. Rabbe v'abachone says by a similar shayla, that they also had a similar shayla. We'll see in Rashi exactly what the shayla could have been. So they brought a sefer Torah and they counted. So let's also do the same thing. Let's bring the sefer Torah and let's count. The Ben Yoyodo says, if Abaye wanted to say let's count, he has to bring a bekiyas. It's only a practical atheist to bring a chochet. So the Ben Yehuda says that that Abaye wanted to tell Rav Yosef, perhaps one would think this is a Bittel-based Medrash. And it's Bittel-Teilet. I mean, you have a Shaila, start counting all the Tavis and the Teilet. It'll take a lot of time, and it's a lot of Tirche. And, because you want to know if a Yoga Abaye Salas is Melachta, he's from Dominions, not from Dominions. L'chayla, time is much more precious. He said, no, this is also Teilet. And we see Rabbi Baba Chana there, we'll see in Rashi speaking about Oisius. It's more difficult to count Oisius than Tavis. And they counted Oisius over there. So you see, this is also Taira, even though it involves time, that bondage, that Taira. So Mimela, if this is a Shiloh, we have to be Mavarit. Amalei, he says, you don't understand what I'm planning. Kika Misafkili, I'll tell you, there are 40 times it says malach. Mishum d'chsiva malach ha'isa dayam. There are 40 times it says malach ha'isa dayam, and it says we have a bay solasis malachtoi, and together this is 40. Is mimin yanohu? Is the malach ha'isa dayam? That says by the Mishkan. Is this speaking about malachas ha'mishkan? And this is the 39. So then, we'll have to say that what it says, "Vayovei habayis lasis melachta," is not speaking about melacha. It's speaking about lasis ocha. They wanted to go to Eishes Petifera. Oy dilme, vayovei habayis lasis melachta imin yonu. There, it actually means Yosef came to do melacha. That what it says of Malacha Yisadayim is not speaking about the Malachis HaMishkan. Achikom HaVesholem Le'abidite. That means they ended the Malachis HaNedovet. That's also called a Malacha. If someone has a obligation to fulfill, that's also called Malacha. But it's not speaking about Malachis. The Mamela, so this is not from the Minyan. That is the Shaila. Heiko. The Marsha says, it could be, according to this man, the Yoma, that's why the Mishnah in Azoyrik says, Haboim Melochis Chosar Achas. Let's say there's Lamed Tes Melochis. He says, no, oh, there are 40 times it says Melochis. But one is Chosar, one does not mean Melochis. One means that it means something else, but, that's why he wanted to be madgish to Savoy Moloch is Chosara. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, Loizazu Misham, so this is going on the Maise of Rabbi Baba Chone. So Rashi says, Lo Yadana Hechi Yitma. That means, the Gemara in Kedushin also brings down this Maisa to prove that they brought a Sefer Torah and counted. But I don't know, Klal, what the Dian was. When you actually involved the Gochen Itma, maybe there it's speaking about, the Gemara says that Vav the Gochen is Chatzi Ha'isiye. So the Gemara in Kedushin declares, the Gemara in Kedushin declares that is the Vav. Does that belong to the first half, or does that belong to the second half? So Mamela is me the Vachina Lanami Bigdushin Gabivov the Gochen. So the Gemara says, let's bring a Sefer Torah, and the Gemara brings down this Maisa for Rabbi Baba Chana. So it could be the Maisa of Rabbi Baba Chana was also that the previous Doris clears the Shaila if the Vav the Gochen is from the first half or the second half. Mitalsinon, there the Gemara answers, in Ohave Bikibach Seiris V'Yiseiris. The Deirei Sharaba Baba Chone, they had Paleslecha Sefer Teiris, the Memele, they were able to count. That was the only thing that was missing. But we don't have, we're not Bokiach Seiris V'Yiseiris. Shema Minoli Yinoisi Yisitma. Abba Vahoche Lekhe V'Shnu Yehochi. Here we can't figure out anything. From the Tevois, if this is one of the 39 or not. We can't answer the same Teret that there they could count, and we are not Boki, the Tevis are not Palestla. That the teres that the Gemara said over there, that they were Baki Bechseiris V'yaseiris, we cannot answer over here that they were Baki and Tavis, and could be we're missing a few Tavis. A few Tavis was Zichar not missing. So the Meila, so here, the Gemara asked for a Kashif. The problem is that this is number 39, and number 40, let us count it. He says, no, the Shah is a different Shah. Hashem Basiva Amalocha Hoysa Dayim. The imonina litavayu, if we'll count both of them, avu avoy, then there's 40. Umi this nan, ovais melochis avoyim chosarachat, ikechat, the loimi minyon. That's the one of these melochis is not from the minyon. Bahani trei, these two we have a suffix. Nikola meima, the loim melochaninu. One of these two we can say that's not a malach. Lo yadana haimena yuno. Ochi kami boil. Vaha malach ha iso dayim iminyoni. Is that from the minyan? Umaloche mamishkoma. It's speaking about the maleches of the oisei hamishkom. Vaochi koma. Ha maloche shahoyu oisin. The maloche that the oisei hamishkom were doing. Dai. Dai. What does that mean? Loi pachis minatzeire, v'loi yaisa minatzeire. There was not too little, there was not too more. Keep going. Ridudei tasin l'sipu yakroshim, l'dai ho yomeradid in oisa. V'chein betovi shol yiriyay. The Rishash asks, the Pasuk says, v'hoisa. How does Rashi learn? So he says, could be v'hoisa means that in the v'hoisa does not mean that there was extra. I mean, sometimes in the malache gufe, it is necessary there should be a little more l'tzayrach ha-malache. So, could be ulahoisa, that means l'kaponim, there was not too much. There was the amount that was necessary, ulahoisa to be ma'isa. V'haylas is malache, who the mapik. This does not fall into the minion of Lamedes Melocha. O Messiah, Laman, Diyama, and Mesech Esoite, Lasa Yisrochev Nichnas Lishkavimu. So then we'll have a ray to that man Diyama, that Yosef Atzadi came to do an Aveda. Ola Shendirasa, Loi Demus, Yoitnei Shalove, Ba Omaloi Asidin Achecho, Likose, Val Avnei Eifoi. That's what Yaakov Avinu was Ma'ira Yosef Atzadi. Vidume, Ha'ilas is Melachtoi, Melach Emamishu, Mesailo Le'idach Mandiyama. The other Mandiyama that holds it means Melach Emamish. Vay Melach Ha'isedayim, Lav Melachi, Olta the Mash Mekro, Ba'avos Nedova. The amount that was donated. Manda Omar Shlimele Avidito. The work is finished means Meleches Avo. Shleyer Tzrichin Oy, Vachol Midi, the Romi, Alei, the Inish, Korile Avidito. Everything that a person has to accomplish, has to fulfill, that's called Avidito. Kinemrinim Meseches Saita, the Taylor's Avidito, the Omar Sanor, the Suilei Chola. The Avoida, what the Sonim wanted to do, became Boko. What kind of Avoida did they want to do? But Al Kaponim means anything that, any shibut that they have to accomplish, that's called Avoyim. Zot the Gemara Vaita. Tanya Kemanda Omar Kenegev Avoydes Hamishka. We learned that Baraisa, according to the Mandi Omar, that the minyan lametes is connected by the tamishkan. The sanya ein chayodin elam meloche shekiyotze bo hoisa b'mishkan. It's only chayiv on the meloche that was in the mishkan. Heim zolu ba'atem loisizru. Heim kotzru ba'atem loisizru. Heim helu asakroshim mikarkal agoleh. They brought up the Kroshim from the Karke, from the Rishus HaRabim, to that goal which was Rishus HaYochid, Atem Leitachnisim, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. Heim Heiridu Es HaKroshim Yagol LeKarke, that was Eitzor, Atem Leitachnisim, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. They transfer the Goshen from one Agola to the other Agola. And the Gemara asks, Meshus Hayochid, Meshus Hayochid, Maita of it. What kind of Moloch is that? Abai Barovid Omri Tavai, Yuvi Temer Abad Barabe, Meshus Hayochid, Meshus Hayochid, Derech Meshus Haram. That is us. Let us see Rashi. Heim Zoru Vikotzlu. They were Zereya and they were Kaitzer. What were they Zereya and Kaitzer? Rashi says, Samonim, Litzvoya Tcheles. I don't understand what Rashi means. L'chere, the Tcheles came from the Chilozim. Where was this Riye and Ksire? Litzvoya Tcheles. Va'iris Eilen, they also were Tzeveya. I also really don't understand the tzivui of the Meleches HaMishkan was Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim. They were finished Hanukkah time, and they had enough time in the Midbar to be Zereya and Kaitzer. It's a very short crop, and that's to count how long it takes for these Tamamonim to grow, but it's very interesting that there was a Zriya and a Ketzirim, they were finished. They had time to be finished. V'tochenu v'loshu nami Samonim. Chine and Lish was also Samonim. V'tzvoya v'oife diktoni v'masnissen v'ovis meloches u'bishul Samonim. That was also in the process, the dying process. All the nokets in Dura the past. Achim Beforish prepared the cloud gold. Kalke, Rishus Arot, Rabin. Agole, Rishus Ayochi, Shigvoya Yud, Urechov Adam. Derech Rishus Arabin, they were Moshe to Kroshim, the Avir Shebein Agole is Rishus Arabin. Zotay. Aboim Oveis Melochis Chosar Achas Keneged Mi. So the Gemara's Kasha was, what's the Mekoyer that there are 39 Melochis? What's the problem? So Taisa says that the Kasha is with the Cheshbon. Baharbe Melochis Yesh the Damyin Lahadot. There are many Melochis which are very similar. Bahad Alon Lemechshevinu Kulon Kacha. So all really, there should be all one Melochis. Ki de porich be peire klal godel, heinu zoire, heinu boire, heinu merake, these are all three pa'ulis, which you saw are one tachlis to separate psalus from oil. Azayitin, azayitin. But it's all the same in purpose. V'mishum chiluk mu'et shebeinayim lo'y have v'chalkim amur. Tamazoy, taking everything in consideration, we shouldn't make it three separate of it. Ilam de Kimlu, the Lamed Tes Melochis thing. Because the Gemara knew they have to be Lamed Tes Melochis and the Mele. So these small differences make it for different of it. That's the Gemara's Kasha, Keneged Shum Dovah. But some of there was a Cheshbon of Lamed Tes. So what was the Cheshbon of Lamed Tes? Kach Boi Keneged Mi. Keneged Kol Melochis Shebetoy. Lachayra Nira. Taisus wanted to say, the Yalif Nami Mi Mishka, that if according to this man, the Yoma, we also learn out what is a Malacha we learn from the Mishka. Number one, Shrei Lekach Nismecha Parshas Shabbos LaParshas Mishka. That is the reason of the Smichas HaParshas. The Oid, number two, the La Yalif Mi Mishka, if the Malacha is Pechlalon, I learn from the Mishka. In Cain, Heche Yadina Ledidei, Hai Ninu Ovois Melochais Mahai Tildes. So how do we know how to categorize it? That this is a Nav, this is a Tildes. You only have a number, but how do you know to, what is a Nav, what is a Tildes? Dein Tzvara Loimer Shemidaitam Biruru Melochais Ashuvis V'osum Ovis. That it was done on their own accord, they has been out, what is choshe, what is not choshe, it's not the status. V'oid de behegyet na lekamon bahazoidit. Hamoshit Chayim Shekach Hoysa Abayda Tel Aviv. So it seems that's the only reason you chay, because that's what existed in the Mishnah. Well, if he shesh malach is doim ezul ezul, fa'anu ha'isim shtayim ovis kigayim ha'akad ha'boyre, l'kachilkum chachomim lahashlam minyin ha'malach ha'shabet toire, hey, but look, it's tassu mizu. He says, oh, well, so everyone knows you learn from the Mishkan, but the Shaila is, what gave us the motivation to get this number? So others said, for careful, we knew this Cheshbin. We knew this, there's a Cheshbin of 39. So now when we hear the Molochish, Anas of the Mishkan, we have to pick out 39 Molochish. So Be'etzim, with Zichet, the Mekoyer of the Molochish from the Mishkan. But the amount of malachis to pick out, that is the gilui from the lamet has come in that it says malach on the Torah. That's l'chayir anir. But Taisa says it's very nice, but we have shalom again, the life holy. You can't say that there's no machloikis. That means everyone holds that the makayir of the malachis is from the Mishkan. The koma besana, besama, tanya, Kiman the Yoma Kinegib Avoidus HaMishkan. The Gemara brings a raya, because it says, Enchayom Na'alam Malach Sheyetzibay Haysa B'Mishkan. So what kind of raya is it? If the way Taisus is saying now, everyone holds that the Sheyresh of the Malachas were from the Mishkan. The Sheyresh is where we got the number. So what's how's the raya? Oy, Laman the Leslay the Rosh the Malach and Malach. Minnolay the Rosh of Zayre Boyre Bishtayim. It's Adarabe. If the whole problem is, that was the whole problem. That means these malachas we always knew on the Mishkan. But without the Mechayim of 39, we would never be Mechalik between Zayir and Boyer. So according to the Man Yomar, it doesn't hold this parasha of malachim, malachas, and malach, like that. Why can't you see Mechalik? Boyd l'kaman mashmet d'mitam d'chenegad avoydis ha-mishkan, great this one lach shavim ha-mitam. Because the Gemara by space, there's no problem whatsoever. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why are they different Melodis? Why are they different Ovis? The Kamar Abaye v'Rove v'Pech l'Algodil kol milse v'havoi v'mishkan ava gavdike d'dom yiloch oshiv lo. Since this wasn't the Mishkan, there was Zayir in the Mishkan, there was Bayir in the Mishkan, there was Merakit in the Mishkan. So that alone is a sibit that it should be considered for three different Ovis. So it seems there's no problem at all. So therefore, Taisus slugs up the pshat what Taisus had wanted to say, and they says, well, of Yemis, we have to say back here that the other man, the Yomah, learned out from Melechus, Melachtoi, Melochet, back what Taisus did not want to say, but the whole union of the Melochet were Oizki Cheshbin. What is called a Melochet Cheshuvah, that's called a Nav. What is not so Choshev, that's called a Tode. Heim Heluk Choshev. Apilu Rabbonon de Pliki a Rabbi Yosi ve Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Noach Kona Bershus Arabim, u Bereishoi Trasko. Rabbi Yosi ve Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about, let us say for practical purposes, a Trasko is a basket that was put upside down over a Kona. And let us say that the mechitzes of this basket are 10 tefachim. They're facing down. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda says you'll say good aches. So we'll be meishach the mechitzes of the traskel through the kalke. So we just made a reshus haram. The chachamim do not hold good aches. They say it's a mechitzes shebekiyim boikim boy. So that doesn't have a teres mechitzit. So this area does not have a shem reshus hayochet. The last lohu good achet. They do not hold good achet. The memele, so Teitzvitz has a shayla according to the chachamim. Why are the agolis called a reshus hayochet? You do not say good achet. So Teitzvitz says, moide ba agole shehi reshus hayochet. Even da gole gufe yesh eurech miskife asore veroiche vabo afo fische tachter vishus haram bereish kol gagay erachti yoysa. So Taisva says a teretz, and the Ike teretz is that there's a oirech diskife asor. Now, exactly what this means is l'chayre unclear. But let us see for a minute, Taisva stav tzadik tesa medalev. Taisva stav tzadik tesa medalev also asks the kasha, but there Taisva is a little more clearer. Stay gzusterois. So a gzuster is a balcony that is jutting out of a house. So it seems this gzuster is a reshus hayochid. So Taisvis wanted to know, why is this gzuster a reshus hayochid? Why isn't this different than a traskel that the Chachamim hold is not a reshus hayochid? So Taisvis has one of the two. Mayri shesh sosum lemato bishum dovo. There is a steamer, so memeile, so you don't have a mechitza shebekiyim boikim boy. Oy she yes mechitza lemaylo min agzustere. This balcony has a mechitza on it. The sulay chayshinon lebekiyas gdiyim. So then we're not chayish for the bekiyas gdiyim. The chayin agolois. So memeile, so what is Taisvis saying? So Taisvis is saying that if on top of the gzustere, there's a mechitza asore. So even though underneath of the gzustere, there's a bekiya of gdiyim, gdiyim are traveling underneath the gzustere, afal pikein, it's still a rishus hayochid. V'chein agolis hayu rishus hayochid. So agolis also had the same problem. Afal pishe tachteyem rishus harab. Even though underneath the agolis was a rishus harab. Lefi sheyesh migufa agole ad lemailo min akroshim harbe yoyser meyasore. The gufa agole over the kroshim, there was more than asore tvoche. So exactly what does this mean? So the Maram says pshat, and this Taisvis as follows. The Maram says, Yesh migufa agole kemoi mechitzois ad lemailo min akroshim hamenochim oleo harbe yoysa miyasore. So it seems the Maram is saying that this agole had mechitzis on it. It wasn't just a flat like a flat bed. That's right. There were mechitzis surrounding it. So memele, and that is the chiddush of Taisvis. The chiddush is, the Nesivah Shabbos brings down the Rashba, that the Rashba says that underneath is a Rishus Harab, on top can't be a Rishus Hayochid. There's no such thing. So Al Kaponim, not pekant in the longest of these in Yonim, Al Kaponim, Taisvis, wants to say Nitazoi, that if you have a platform with mechitzas around it, even though underneath it doesn't have a Teiris Rishus Hayochid, it's Rishus Harab, Afal Pikain, it is, Afal Pikain has the Din Rishus Hayochid. The Taisvis HaRosh, and our Taisvis, when he asks why is an Agola Rishus HaYochid according to the Chachomim, he says something differently. The Hod HaShvinen Agola Rishus HaYochid Al Gabo Hainu Kshak Roshim Nisunim Oleo Ze Al Gabze. From the Taisus HaRosh, it would seem it was a flat bed tak, and there was no mechitzas on the agolas. So why is it a Rishus HaYochid? He says it is a Rishus HaYochid when the kroshim were piled one on top of the other. V'yesh b'hem oy v'yud tvochim. So if a person will now look at the agola and the kroshim piled on top, it has a thickness of yud tvochim. So it's like an omud, omrinin, good asik mechitzte. Maybe that's pshat and taisvis and that tzadik tes also. Vishe yesh mi gufa agola ad lo mailam in akroshim abe yesh mi asore. Could be taisvis means like the taisvis arosh also, not that there's mechitzes around the agola, but taisvis means if you'll take the floor of the agola and you'll add the oivy of the kroshim, you'll have a goiva of more than yud kosh. So somehow that's pshat in Taisvis also. Yesh oirech b'skiva asore. That means there was something going up asore, and that made it, that gave it a teirech v'shusayochet. The Nesiva Shabbos is medame this teisvus to that teisvus, the vice teisvus. The kids, the teisvus, the ikel chiddush of teisvus is afa pishe tachtein rishus harabim. That is the ikel chiddush of teisvus. That the Chachamim also hold that a rishus harabim mitachto is not mikalko the shame rishus hayochid lamayla. Vatam al tachnisa v'alochi lo havi of to the preacher's word. Even though it wasn't the mission. Zach the Gemara Baita. Begizei tema, the Mishnah says as follows. Tainim, Begizei Tema. One is permitted to be Matmin, Begizei Tema. The aim metaltal in Oisam. One should not be metaltal, Begizei Tema. Keita the Oise, Neitel as a Kisui, the Hain Neitelis. He takes the Kisui and the Gizei Tema full of. On Arot. The Arot is said, I'm going to hold the Kechidish. Loi Shonu, Elo, Shaloi, Tomambe. The Rabbi learned Shat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about two different cases. Time the Nois on the Gizei Tema. One is permitted to be Matman Amachol in Gizei Tema. Because Gizei Tema is not a Dovah that is Mois of Heaven. That's one halacha. Halacha number two, the Aim is Halkal Moisom. Stamazoi Gizei Tema is Muktzah. That's speaking about a case where he was Matman. On Arabi. That's what the Mishnah said that Gizei Tema is Muktzeh, Loishonu Elosher Loitoman Ben. That's speaking about Stamazoi. He wasn't Matmin with these Gizei Tema, so it doesn't have a famous case. Avol Toman Ben, the Talfu Moisa. But if he was Taiman with his Gizei Tema, so that Gufa gives it a famous Kaili, a famous Shimush, and a Mele one is permitted to be the Talfu. Let us see Rashi. Avol tomen be metal to moisum ketal kezai tachashti le mili mili ktoni matnitin the lava hanas the tomen bukoi. The mission is not going on the case when he was claiming. The mission is saying metal to moisum stamaza. Hey, tve yahu me rabonon bar yoymei. Yahu me rabonon bar yoymei. Rashi says, oise yoym bol le beit medrosh et chila. Mamish, here the mazal. The first day he came to beit medrosh, here's the bomba vakashi. Yes, Agashe, Taimnim, the Mishnah says, let's look further in the Mishnah. Taimnim, the Gizei Tema, the Aim Metalful in Oisah. But let's look further. Keitat Hu Oisah, Noitel Asakisui, Vehain Noitlis. Let's look a few lines further. The Mishnah says, what do you do when you were Taimnim, the Gizei Tema? You pick up the Kisui, Vehain Noitlis. So you see, Klaw, that even though he was timing with this Gizei Tema, Apopikin is still Muktzeh. So Mamish, Yehoshtik Tein is Neifel, together with the Sefer. Neifel as a Kisei, they Neifel. Let us see Rashi. Neifel as a Kisei. Alma v'hanach v'toma namikos a little tuli. Hel al yidei Kisei. So Vita. Mama says, Al yidma hochi yidma. No, Robin never said that, because the Sefer. Omar of the Loishonu, the Mishnah that holds, even after he was Toymen, it is still Muktzeh, Loishonu, Shalai Yichton Lahatmon. He wasn't Miyachad the Gizim for Atmon, so then they remained Muktzeh. Avo Yichton Lahatmon, it was Miyachad Loilom for Atmon, it was Metalfom also. Yichad Loilom gives it a fair escape. If manami ki osa rovin oma rab Yaakov oma rab Asi ben Shol oma rabbi lo ishon ala shalo yichton lahatmon. It wasn't biyachedet lahatmon. Amo yichton lahatmon and metalful and moisa. That is, so we have now like a nupshat to divrei rovin. That rovin never said that hatmona alone gives it a teiret teili. No, the Rabbi said if it was miyachad lehatmone, then yichdom ha'ilam lehatmone, so memele, then it gets a teiris kelig metalful and moisa. Agavuch and the Ritzvah's Ma'ira widens the Gemara say, Moishana elo, avol toman behen, metalful and moisa means toman behen more than once. For the last 5 weeks he was using it for hatmone.
So the Ritva says, we see from this that being matman for the last 5 weeks is worthless. If a maita atmana makes it for a keli, once is sufficient. And if a maita atmana doesn't make it for a keli, so 5 times is also not sufficient. 50 times is also not sufficient. You need a yichud loylam. That's why the Gemara says that the Rava said it only becomes a keli if there was a yichud loylam, that is miyachad is gizei tzema for atmana. Ravina oima, Ravina says no. Rav is right. That the etzem atmana alone makes it for a keli. Ah, you have a problem, the Mishnah. The Mishnah weiss the chois that it is a mukti, even though he was matan. Mishnah, Mishal Hefsek Shomer. The Mishnah is speaking about not Stam Gizei Temer. The Mishnah is speaking about Gizei Temer that was, let us see Hefsek, let us see Rashi. Ravina Omar, Yichtam Atman Aloyim. Ravina Omar Aloyim, Kedekom Aroyim. One night Atmane is equivalent to one night Atmane is equivalent to make it a Kaelic. Rav Lava Masnisen Koi. Rav Bechlal isn't speaking about the Mishnah. The Masnisen Begizin shall have said. The Mishnah is speaking about different Gizim. The Vadai Osir Lahiro Mishon. There, one Maisat Mona does not mean anything. So Zeche put it back. V'lo Yichtam Leka. Since he wasn't Miyachad. V'lo Yichtam Leka. He wasn't Miyachad for Hatmona. What have said? Maroche Gedoyla, if there was a whole Maroche, Sha'urchin Umayshivin, that you put together in your Moshiv, a lot of things of one mean, like Tzaisam the Schoire, Shekoyhin Pash, Bein Shal Begodim, Bein Shal Tzema, Bein Shal Hagodim, Ubosa Malua, if there's a whole Maroche, the Mamele, that is, and this one, he took it out of that Maroche, so the Atmone Zicha is worthless. That doesn't mean that he meant to be oiked from the Maroche. The Zicha has intentions to put it back. Let us see Taisus. Ela Yitma Hochi Yitma. So Taisus says, Ein Gilte Zu Nechoin. The Lechoire Mashme Shalarova Atmoi Hoye Makshe. If they would have told over a member of Rove, and someone would have asked Akasha, how could Rove say such a thing? So then it's good to lashon Ela Yitma Rochim. And no, Rove didn't say that member, he said a different member. But if he asked Rove alone, so what should Ela Yitma Rochim? Mashmishalot de Lechayra, Mashmishal Rove Atma Yamakshe. They have a Nich, you have a Goris, Ela Ma Rove, the Rove is Charote. Aval if he's there, but if we would, but if we'll say that Rav et Charot Avet Zorich Loimen, the Ravina Leflugi Yosef, the Ravina is Chaylik on Rav. The Pashis, the Gemara, my say, that Ravina Oymer, that Hakel is verempering Rav. If Rav himself was Chaylik, he's not verempering Rav. So Kvon says it's a problem. The Ritva says back in the Poshib Shat is, Le Rav, it wasn't directly to Rav, it was said over B'Shem Rav Takeh. Ravina Oymer Bishal Hefsek Shom. Umilta de Rove Kitakama Mikor. Rove is correct. Ubishaina Shal Hefsek. That faces. Rove said one thing, and the Mishnah is speaking about a second thing. Rove said, Gizei Temel. That is not Shal Hefsek. So then, Atmon alone is considered a Yichud. But the Mishnah is speaking about Gizei Temer shall have six, so then it's, even though it was Matman, it still remains Mukta. Payment. The Rove Kama Loishonu. Rove is explaining something. Mashmid Amasnisin Koi. Vamasnisin Mairi Bishal have six. So Rashi said, Klo, Rove Lava Masnisin Koi. But Taisus is mana by this because it's what's the loishon? The loishon is going on something that says before. Loishon, Oshloyitman. Taisus is going on the Mishnah. Yeshloima, so Taisus says, no, Rav is going on the Mishnah, but there's three parts to the Mishnah. The Reisha Mairi, Bechol Gizei Tema. The Reisha is speaking about Kol Gizei Tema. Bein Shel Hefsek, Bein Sheinim Shel Hefsek. the ein metaltel in oisam. And that is speaking about zera klal. All gizei tema are not muta betulta. V'kama rova loishonu bahanu she'ene shall have sick. That what you said. That she'ene shall have sick is ein metaltel in ela shaloi tomande. Avu tomande en metaltel in oisam. So rova was speaking of the din ein metaltel. A person had branches that came from a dekel. Shegodron, they were cut off from the dekel, la'etzim, for fuel purposes. No, so if it was cut off for fuel purposes, from a melech mukta, doesn't have a teres keli. V'nimlach alayim liyishiv. And later he decided, no, there's a shortage of chairs, so we'll sit on these charoyim. There's a tanikama hold, tzorich lekasha. That you have to tie them together. You have to do a maisa, since it's oimid. Godron leitzim. Okay, they were cut for atei asoke. The memelis that doesn't have a teres keli. That what he changed his mind, and now he's chishav aleim liyeshiva. He wants to use it Shabbos to sit on. The chishav is gonish. The nimlach is gonish. You have to do a maisa. Tzorich lekasha. You have to tie them together, make nice bundles, that they're convenient to sit on. Then it'll become a bank. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, ein tzorich lekasha. No, the nimlach is sufficient. The chishav is sufficient. That what he thought to use it for a bank, that alone is considered a yichud, and that makes it a bank, so it's mukta. He said over Mistame, Tone Rabbe Babachone Kami the Rabbi, he said over this paraita. Itma, Rav Omar, now the Gemara brings that there's a machloikas amayroim in this shayla. There's a three-way machloikas. Rav Omar Koisha, that Rav holds like the Tanakam, you have to make a maise. Ushmul Omar Koisha, you have to be mechashiv, you don't need a maise. A machshav is also sufficient. The Marshove is that you're going to sit on them Shabbos. The Rav Asi Yomar Yoyshe, if he sat on this Erev Shabbos, without any intentions for using it Shabbos, but he used it as a Benkel Erev Shabbos, Afal Pisha Loikisha, V'Afal Pisha Loikisha. So it seems Rav Asi is the greatest Mekel over here. You don't need a Marshove for Shabbos. You don't need a ma'ise. A pa'ula of yeshiva is sufficient. Let us see Rashi. Chagoyay anofim kashim ka'eit. These are hard branches. Mishahukshu shadroi shalulavim. The noflo alan shalem karulim chagoyay. When the shepherds get part of the lulav. Shegodron kol ktitas tmorim kodi gdeire. So they cut it off from the dekel. Tzorich lekasha, lekashram yachad mi ba'oi yoyim, lehoichiyach shel yeshiva oindit. Vim loy kashram yachad, osa letalpon lemochad, lehavi yichad b'machshod. Lehavi yichad b'machshod. V'ravasi yoma, yoshav aleyam mi ba'oi yoyim, That alone, on a machshave, is also a gili das. That is a three-way machloke. The Ritva asks a kasha. Here we have a machloke. We have a three-way machloke. By Gizei Temer, we learned in the first lesson of the Gemara said that Yichud will Zichel. The child is Atman is Yichud, but Yichud will Zichel. And by Chavoyis, we have a machloikis. Rav holds that Yichud doesn't help. Achshava doesn't help. You have to do a maise. And Rav Asi holds that you don't need Yichud. A maise is also sufficient. Shmuel holds that Yichud is enough. Machshava, okay, that Yichud is enough. So the Ritva says that the those who made a difference between Chavoyis and Gizei Tema, they held that there's a Yisoidistic difference. For example, Rav held that Chavoyis are like Chazul the Yeshiva, mitad atmon, they're not comfortable to sit down. So Memele, Yichud is not enough, because the Tchunas Advorim is not Chazul the Yeshiva, so you have to do a Maisa to make it a bank. Masha Enkein, Gizei Tzemer, they're very good for Hatmone. No, Pshat is not Oymet for Hatmone. It's not Oymet. If it's Miyachet for Hatmone, it's good. Masha Enkein here, since it's like Chazil Yeshivi, you need a Meister. Akert, Rav Asi that held that Gizei Tzemer need Yichud, and he don't even need Yichud. Here, Yeshiva is also good. So he says, because Gizei Tema Kivin Dachshivi Boy Yichud, because the Mahus of Gizei Tema, they're not Oymet for Atmone. So you have to make up your mind, you want to be Miyachad for Atmone. But Chavoyis are not Choshu, so the Mele, so if a Benkel, it's also good. No, Pshat is, it's not Oymet for a Benkel. The minute you start on it, so you show that in this matter, it's also Roy Lishiv. Al Kaponim, we have here a three-way machloikis by Chavoyis. Zut the Gemara Vaita. Bishloime, Rav, Hudu Yomar, Ketane Kame, Rav holds in Yira Maite. Ushmul Nam, Yehuda Omar, Kerab Shimon Ben Gamliel. Elo Rav Asi, Di Omar Keman. We did Rav Asi see that a Maite is also sufficient. Without Yichud, I mean a Maite Yeshiva, a Maite Shimush is also sufficient. Ala Ravasi Dama Keman, who Dama Ki Haitane. The Tanya we learned in the Baraisa, Yaitin Bepikoirin Ubetzipo. So Rashi learns this is combed wool or flax that one used to put over a maket. Lucheira doesn't have a shame malbush, doesn't have a shame keili. So there's a double shayla, there's a shayla in Tilsul, and there's a shayla in Haitzot. So the Baraita says as follows. When does this get a shame band-aid, a shame keili? Yaitim bepikoirim ubetzipe bizman shetzovon b'shemen. When he dipped it in first b'shemen. Ubekolchon b'mishiche. So memeila, then it gets a teiris band-aid, a teiris keili, a teiris malbush. And then you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. There's no Yisr Heitzo, no Yisr Tilsa. Loi tzavon b'shemen, v'loi kolchon b'mishicha, and yaitzim b'hem. Period. So here it says, you have to do a maise to show that it's aimed to be a band-aid. But, v'im yotzo b'hem sh'achat mi b'oidyon. What if he had taken these tkurim and tzipah, and he put it over his makah mi b'oidyon, he used it b'toyres band-aid, ava pisha loi tzavon, v'loi kolchon b'mishicha. So you see a shimush of a band-aid without all the preparations of a band-aid is also gives it a teiris band-aid, also gives it a teiris baguette. Actions speak louder than words. So that would he put it on his hand, but teiris band-aid by day. So he made it a band-aid already. So that is mamish rabat. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Bekoirin Pishton Sorut, combed out Pishton Shanoitan Alamaka, Betipet, Tema Menupet, and Nichon Alamaka, Anitain Alamaka. Bizman Shetzovon Beshemen, if he dipped it into Shemen, Goli Baita, the Lamaka Kaime, Lanichon Alayu Beshabit. The love of the Fuanino, this is not Merape. Elish lo yitzchatu malbushev es makosay, the godim should not irritate the makke. V'hava leike malbush talmud. So it becomes like a malbush. He's allowed to wear it. Hava leitzavon b'shemen, the love malbush nino, hava leimasi, then it's a masi. V'en yaitzim boi l'rshus harab. They're not allowed to carry it. The Ritzvah Tainas, if he puts it on in Shabbos without wearing it before, it's almost only a Masi Berabonim. But the Kapona will be Yotza. Im Yotza Behem, Haine Kerabasi, the Omar Yosha, Apol Pisha Loi Kosha, Loi Kisha. Let us see Taisus. Rabasi Omar Yosha, Apol Pisha Loi Kosha, Pisha Loi Kisha. Rabbeinu Shimshan Azoki in Posa, Kerabasi. The Kama Besomuch, Ravashi, Shubasro, Masnit, Namedei, Kerabashi, Bin Zaraya. And in a time, Poitze, Kerab, Mikoyev Kushik, Mashimapurish, Bepere, Kolakel. The Pikurim, Ubetzife, Perish Rabbein Hananel, not the way Rashi learned, Kiper, Sheyesh, Boseyev, a Sheyfel Belaz. The Noisnin, but it wasn't made out of human hair. The Noisnin, Oiso, Beroisha, Kireyach, Venire, Shuhu, Seyer, Roisha. Not only there's a shaila of hitzor, that's a little talpum of the shayna mukhonim. Elonoket ein yoitzim agav reisha. That the reisha says, if tzavon v'shemen, the memela, there's no hitzor of hitzor. So now he says ein yoitzim. Or besomach nami dekoma avol yotzo behem sha'achas mi bo'idoim. It's also lav davke yotzo. To Adin Yosha Ben Bebeisa. That what he did at Rav Shabbos, as long as he put it on the market, that gave it a Taylor's Band-Aid. Vim Yosha Ben Shoachas, Af Alpisha Loi Tzavon, V'loi Kolchon, Vim Shicha, V'haynu Kiravasi, V'oma, Yosha Af Alpisha Loi Kisha, V'loi Kisha. Al Kaponim Eistis, so here we see like Kavasi, that without tzavon, without chishay, it also has a teiret bandaid. If he used it for teiret bandaid, erev Shabbos. Koshelari, reishet ektonim yaitzim behen, bizman shet tzavon. So, Taisus learned tzavon is like in Charoyit, it's equivalent to Ksharon. So Taisus says, Ma'ir Yitzovon, if the Baraisa holds, like Havasi, Ma'ir Yitzovon, Afilachishev Mami. So even the matter, because ladies matter, Yotzav, Avishaloi Tov, Avaloi Chishev. Fakir, Ravasi is the greatest maple. It's Koshken Chishev, Avaloi Tov, the Lechayre, Yeshiva, Gireya, Mimashove. So why? Why did the Tana first tell us the biggest chumre that Tzavon, the Kolcham, the Mashiach, also will help? That is, yes, the Tiret, the high, the Koma Tzavon, loy lotzeit b'hem b'shabit, elok de lotzeit mem mi b'oid yoim, v'achakach nimlach, v'kel. So, we're speaking, there was no machshav at all for Shabbos, to use it for Shabbos. There was no chishev, he's talking about a bigger chiddush. He did a maise to wear it erev Shabbos. So that is also, so that's even bigger than chishev. V'achakach nimlach, and he didn't wear it erev Shabbos. So lohoch yochel lofit behem b'shabbos. We'll make it a smukta. Omar Ravashi Afanan Namitanin. Hakash shall gabi hamite. Loi yinaneu biyoda. Kash shall gabi mite. Kash is not oimid to be a mattress. Kash is oimid, let us see what Rashi says. Afanan Namitanin. Kiravat. Kash stome letinikoi lulvein. He was aimed to be used for brick. Oila hasoke. Who was used for fuel? Umuktu. Vimhoya nosun alamite. someone, there was a very hectic Erev Shabbos, so they put the cash on his bed. The loy lishkavolo wasn't put down as a mattress. Or bobe Shabbos, it's looked to lishkavolo. But hutrech lenanoy lishaytchay lishchive. He wanted to spread it out. Shaloy yehei tzavu v'kosher. Like this is in one pile, it's going to give him a pain in his back if he lies on top of it. So the mele, he wants to spread it out at least. But it's a problem, it's muktzeh. Hakash al gabi amita lo yinaneyu biyoda. He's not permitted to be menaneyed biyoda. That's total muktzeh. She'otel et altalot. Avo menaneyu bigufa. He's permitted to be menaneya begufa. Avo. We'll see soon what this means. Avolim hoyo machol behene. If this kash was machol behene. Oy shahoyo olof kare sadin mi ba'oidyoin. That means someone laid on it mi ba'oidyoin. Nanoy biyodis, it became my smukta. So you see a shchive mi ba'oidyoin is enough to give it a terrorist mattress. So that's a raya to rabat. Zot Rashi, Avo menaneyoi begufoi kila'acha yad. We'll come back to this Rashi in 1 minute. Aisha yolov kari sadin shashokav olov meyoyin v'avo fi shalo yichze lekach leichishav olov v'haynu kirav as. Now, Al-Kaponim, it says here that one is permitted to, he has a problem, this kash on his bed, which is muktzeh. Avo menanoi begufoi. Sarashi, so it's muktzeh. Sarashi says, kila'achaya. Gufoi is kila'achaya. What exactly this means is unclear. Let's go a little further. The Rosh in Peire Gimel of Shabbos, Oishia test. So here he says, a little more, avo bekash. How is it permitted? Ain't I mitaltal? He's not being mitaltal the cash. Hello, be goofoy. He's moving it with his goof. Kilachaya. Right, the kilachaya. Shang good. The Mishnah Brure in Simen Shin Ches is Kotten Yud Gimel. Erech in Klora de Brure. The Mishnah Brure says as follows. Tiltal mukta be goofoy. The person is mitaltal mukta be goofoy. With his goof. Afilu l'tzeirich dover hamukta. It's not l'tzeirich dover ahefta. It's l'tzeirich dover hamukta. There's a dover mukta on the ground. And he's afraid it's going to get stolen. He wants to push it away in the corner. The sack of money there. And then someone will see take this. He wants to push it away. Mukta. Zizeh loy nikra tiltul klal. That's not called Isir. It's to be metaltul mukta. Bigufoy is not called tilto. Lefize, zot the Mishnah Berurah imunach eizah dava mukta al haoret muta l'doichvay beraglo. Kedei shaloi lovi l'idei hefte. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Ches Sivkot Yud Gimel. In Simen Shin Yud Aleph Sivkot Lamed, which this din is brought down, menaneyu bigufoy, then the Mishnah Berurah says tilto bigufoy perish. She'einoi neigei abi yodoi. He's not touching it with his hand. Kim begufoy bishari vorit, mi bekalina boy yaiser min char tiltum minata. Tiltum minata means if a person picks up a kalkola and there's a stone in it, I'm carrying the kalkola. So I'm carrying the stone also. But not indirectly, because the stone, it says, the tiltum a kalkola, the stone schleps in it. That's called tiltum. Tiltum minata, which is only mutal says over hamutta. But tiltum, this is b'chana called tiltum. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Shmiri Shabbos Kilchot on the Sefer Sefer, he brings a tshuva for Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Shlita, brings another raya to this Yisoid. Rav Shlomo Zalman brings the Maril Klel Zashayla Tilto al Yedei Nifuach, he wants to blow a Dova Mukta, he says it's Mutter, and he stels to Kash. So what's Manyan? It's also the same thing. Because tiltal is carrying it with your hands. That's the derech tiltal. you're moving it to another oif, and not that, that's all tiltal kala'ach yad, it's not the derech, one doesn't carry that way. Chazal never answered it. He wants to say maybe Yalomdit. The Raiva says the whole time we asked Mukta al Taitor, that's what Mizal Nerbach wants to say. So Memele, so they didn't, it's not worse than they, so if by carrying it one is Aiva and it's a Raitor, so they asked the Tilsu, also Aitor. But these foolish, since it's not there a Raitor, so Mel does know it's a Tilsu. They want to be Mamti. But the Chazainish vehemently disagrees with all this. And the Chazanish in Sinemem Zayin Tzif Kotin Yud Bey says as follows. On this halacha, that Menanoi Begufoi, so the Chazanish says as follows. The Hetere Dohoche Hainu She'ein B'maisa Heker Tiltu. He, from his actions, are not, it's not a pu'ula of moving. L'chein Ein Zekori Tiltu Kash Ela tashmish shel shchive. That means his actions, since he's moving around with his goof, so the actions seem, he's a shoyche, a shteitzer, to his shchive, the kash spreads out. But it does not have a tzure of tiltul. V'chol shemaisov kidei letaltul asamuk tzehosa. But he says if a person will kick a davar mukta, say you see close, the whole action is only to make the mukta be in the, to move the mukta. So that the Chazanish holds is awesome.